Welcome to the weekly podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Odette Lockwood Stewart, pastor of Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on December 18, 2005. Her sermon was titled, "The Path of Most Resistance." The secret of joy is the insistent claim that what will be is being born anew and now. The lectionary reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 47 through 54. Please note there is a brief loss of audio during the sermon.
Marianne Wright is 87 years old. In 1950, she left New Orleans and an abusive husband and moved to Oakland. She worked in factories and as a domestic worker to support her children over the years. When she was 63 years old, she woke up screaming in the middle of the night. All she remembers is that she had a vision and that God was calling her to feed the hungry. Feed the hungry, she thought to herself. I have 12 children. Chip Johnson wrote about Marianne in this Friday's San Francisco Chronicle. He wrote that Marianne, or Mother Wright, as she is called, knew that this vision, this dream, and even her shout was of God. Her calling to feed the hungry was from God. And so she began to feed the hungry. She began with one meal a week, finding and feeding hungry people under overpasses in Oakland, paying for it from her Social Security check at age 63. Today, 25 years later, at 87, she feeds 450 people a day on a modest budget with no pay and assistance primarily from her family and from a network of caring individuals and businesses. On December 5th, she was honored by the Caring Institute, but she refused to give a speech. Instead, she sang. 87 years old, she sang these words, "I'm a ship without a sail, and by God's grace, I've come a long way. I don't know what I would do without the Lord." Marianne Wright resisted limitation, risked humiliation, insisted on her freedom to sing God's new creation. Her soul magnifies the Lord. Mary of Judea was about 14 years old. She was somebody nobody would notice. She lived in a tiny, occupied country. She was part of a group called Anawim, or what we would call the poor. Yet the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her, "God is with you. Do not be afraid. God is pleased with you. You will bear and birth a child, and you will name him Jesus. He will save the people." Now, Mary may have been a poor, unwed Jewish teenage girl from nowhere, but she sang, and she sang large. She sang a song of liberation out of the history of her people for the liberation of her people. She sang a song of justice for the whole earth. She sang God's future as if it had already taken place. "God has done great things in me. I rejoice in God, my help, for God has ended my humiliation. God casts down the mighty from their thrones and raises up those who have been trampled on." God, who created the universe, who liberated this enslaved people, God who gives dreams and visions, God who calls us to community, God who saves, who raises what is dead to new life. This God was born of Mary. Mary resisted limitation, risked humiliation, insisted on her freedom to sing God's new creation. Her soul magnified the Lord. Alice Walker, in her novel, possessing the secret of joy, reveals that the secret of joy is resistance. The secret of joy is resistance. In the membership vows in the United Methodist Church, one of the questions asked is, do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? The freedom and power to resist. The joy of resistance when responding to God's vision with a song you were born to sing. Those of you new to Epworth may not know Frank Walter. After decades of living in and loving this community, Frank moved to Seattle following the unexpected death of his wife, Marvel, this year. Not long ago, he sent me a newspaper clipping. We send clippings back and forth. How many of you respond? Anyone else? Okay, there's at least a dozen of us here. He sent me a newspaper clipping about a World War II military chaplain, Frederick MacDonald. The article was titled Remembered Light. It begins, as he stooped to the floor of a bombed-out cathedral in Germany, picking up a few bits of colored glass, Army Chaplain Frederick MacDonald had no grand plan in mind. I guess no one will call this looting, the Seattle-born MacDonald told a fellow chaplain. It was 1945, and MacDonald was traveling across Europe with Allied troops. He collected just a few pieces of glass from each of dozens of churches in England, France, Belgium, Holland, and Germany. He put them in envelopes and mailed them to his mother back in Seattle. He wanted to remember shattered sanctuaries. 50 years later, a team of artists has created 25 stained glass windows, each one incorporating a few of the fragments that Frederick MacDonald saved in 1945. It's called Remembered Light, the MacDonald Memorial Peace Windows Project. The Peace Windows Project began actually over a dinner conversation at Wesley Holmes, in his retirement community, when MacDonald was in his 90s, and he called forth those fragments, and he caught the artist's imagination, and the project was born in 1999. Early next year, these windows will find their permanent home in the Interfaith Center at the Presidio in San Francisco. Paul Chafee, director of the center, said, MacDonald was a man of peace. His hope was that the light would shine through these again in spite of the bullets and bombs. Remembered light. Reclaimed glass. Resists the darkness of forgotten history and hope. Insists that light, not bullets, not bombs, not wars, will have the last word. Fragments of glass reclaimed from violent destruction will illumine and inspire peace once again. Ted Loader expressed this promise in human terms as he prayed, resurrect the cluttered pieces of me into a stronger, somewhat whole, and make me brave to dream anew, to hope the kingdom in. On November 26th, four members of a Christian peacemaking team were kidnapped in Baghdad. Last word that I've heard is that they're still missing and that they have not yet been killed, although a threat has been made. Our prayers continue for their safe return. Rush Limbaugh, on November 29th, indicated on his radio broadcast that he was happy that this happened because it's forcing them and those who believe as these peacemakers do, to face reality. And he's always glad when people have to face the harsh realities of life in the world. But one of the peacemakers is Tom Fox of Virginia, 54 years old. He wrote last May these words, We are throwing ourselves open to the possibility of God's grace bringing some rays of light to the shadowy landscape that is Iraq. Our prayers continue for their safe return. These peacemakers resisted limitation, risked humiliation, and even death, and insisted on their freedom to sing God's new reality. The secret of joy is resistance, the insistent claim that what will be is being born here and now in you and me, in this hurting, waiting world. Fragments, broken pieces of our lives, just like broken glass. Drops of water filling a mighty ocean, made to shine, to reflect the light of a new creation. 14th century mystic Meister Eckhart wrote these words, "We are all meant to be mothers of God. What good is it to me if the eternal birth of the divine Son takes place unceasingly, but does not take place within myself? What good is it to me if Mary is full of grace, if I am not also full of grace? If I do not also give birth to God in my time and my culture?" Christ of resistance, of freedom, of joy, is ready to be born once again. Let every heart prepare him room. Let every life prepare a path. And may our souls magnify the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have comments, please send them to epworthberkley@gmail.com. That's epworthberkley@gmail.com. The website of Epworth United Methodist Church is www.epworthberkley.org. That's www.epworthberkley.org.